For a good long time, it seemed like everything related to a baseball that Philip Humber touched turned to gold. The kid from Carthage, Texas, was a three-time champion in Little League, the state high school player of the year, the winning pitcher in the title game of the College Baseball World Series, and a number one draft choice of the New York Mets. Back in 2012, he became the 21st Major League pitcher ever to throw a perfect game. Hello, everyone. This is Sports Ed Commentary. Thanks for dropping by today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can check in anytime to support the show at WWIB.com. Philip Humber, now 37 years old, husband and father, and a real estate agent, is with me on Sports and Commentary. So let's document for a few minutes, Philip, your accomplishments on the baseball field. Take us through page by page an amazing story that I've highlighted there. But on the flip side, you've had some really low moments, some kind of Mariana's Trenches moments in your baseball career. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good way to put it. I started playing ball because my friends were playing baseball. And so, my dad, he played some Little League baseball, but he didn't even play at the high school level. So it wasn't like I was coming from some sort of, a baseball legacy or anything like that, where I felt like it was, my destiny to play, even high school or definitely not college or professional baseball. It was just something that in the town that I grew up in, baseball was kind of the thing to do as opposed to soccer or football. And surprisingly, in Texas at that time, our little town was more of a baseball town than it was a football town. And so everybody played, we had Dixie League, which is really very similar to Little League. It's just, kind of a smaller deal that is mostly played in the southern states. And so that's what I did and, started out, playing and just for fun. And then, I was able to, kind of discover a talent that I had, being a little more gifted at throwing a ball than some of the other kids. And so I think anytime you have success doing something, it makes you want to do it more, And so I worked at it. My parents, got me in touch with a local guy that was playing in the minor leagues at the time, but he was a pitcher. And so in the off seasons, he would give me lessons and kind of feed me what he was being taught, by his coaches in the minor leagues. And, just so happened that he was in the White Sox organization. And one of the first things, and it's kind of coincidental since the documentary is showing on ESPN about Michael Jordan right now, but one of my favorite vacations we ever took as a family during spring training, we went to visit that guy. His name is Robert Ellis. But he was on the 40-man roster with the White Sox in 1994. And it just so happened that Michael Jordan was in spring training that year. And so Robert got me into the clubhouse, and I was able to meet Michael Jordan and get his autograph and play ping pong with Frank Thomas and Ozzie Guillen and, just like some crazy stuff for a little 11-year-old kid to be able to experience. So never would have thought 10 years later I would find myself in a major league clubhouse. But, yeah, I mean, had some really good teammates in high school, and we made it all the way to the state championship game, and some great memories of just all the times playing with them and being on trips with them and their families, growing up. And, was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to go play baseball at Rice University and, play for a legendary coach there, and had some unbelievable teammates and a great team that, we went to the College World Series, and I found myself, on the mound for the championship game that we won. And so just some awesome moments, ended up getting drafted by the Mets, and you know, went on to play for several teams and experienced a lot of cool things. But yeah, there's definitely some really high peaks there. You know, winning the College World Series, you know, one of the highest, and then the next year getting selected in the first round, that's another high point. But then there were some lows. I mean, almost immediately in my career, I had Tommy John surgery my first year of professional baseball, and so kind of a big setback there. But you know, eventually, you know, got back to the major league, was able to, you know, find myself in a situation where I was in a starting rotation with the White Sox, and was able to have a little success. And then, you know, through a perfect game, which is something you never would expect or even dream about. But that's, and then, you know, not even maybe 18 months later, I throw my last pitch in the major league. You know, so it was kind of very up and down. I would say going through it in professional baseball, it felt like more down than up for sure. You know, and so it definitely, you know, quite a story there. It's really hard to put it into words just in a short paragraph. But yeah, quite a few ups and downs, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, fascinating career for our guest today, Philip Humber, who threw the perfect game at Safeco Field, Seattle, on the 21st of April, 2012. And we're out of time for today's show, so let's plan it, we can, next time to go back to that date. It was a Saturday afternoon, pitch after pitch, out after out, 27 outs that day, not a hit or walk. So, Philip, thank you for being here today. We will talk soon again on Sports and Commentary. Have a good one, all right?
We'll do it.